The music industry owes the swing era big band leader Glenn Miller a thank you. It was because of his record label that we award gold records to hit songs. 75 years ago today, Miller's song about a train trip became the world's first solid gold hit. It also brought fame to a certain southern city. Michael Edward Miller of member station WUTC has the story.
Chattanooga Choo Choo is about a man going home and promising his sweetheart he'll never roam.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call funny face.
By February 10th, 1942, more than 1.2 million copies had been sold. The record label, RCA Victor, celebrated by presenting Glenn Miller with a trophy during a live radio broadcast. Here's announcer Paul Douglas.
I think everyone listening in on the radio should know, Glenn, it actually is a recording of Chattanooga Choo Choo, but it's in gold and it's really fine.
That's right, Paul. And now for the boys in the band, and thanks 1,200,000.
Miller's honor started a self-congratulatory tradition of labels awarding their own artists framed gold records. Then, as rock and roll's rising popularity changed the record industry, music historian Robert Orman says new trade organizations formed.
One of them was the Recording Industry Association of America, and this is where the idea of an outside certification firm comes in.
In 1958, Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como earned the first RIAA gold. Meanwhile, Glenn Miller's gold changed its namesake city.
So Chattanooga Choo Choo, won't you choo choo me home?
A train bell rings at the historic platform in Chattanooga. It used to be the city's passenger rail hub and narrowly avoided the wrecking ball. Then entrepreneurs transformed it into a hotel where actual train cars serve as rooms. The city's tourism chief, Bob Doak, says the song became Chattanooga's calling card.
Kids of all ages, including adults, love to come in for the novelty of spending a night in a train.
The developers picked an obvious name, the Chattanooga Choo Choo, capitalizing on the song that Glenn Miller first turned to gold 75 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Michael Edward Miller.